This is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
All right, it's finally here. Pro Bowl week.
Yeah, I was going to say. The Senior Bowl, in case you missed it, we'll recap.
All right, let's get into it. It's also everybody loves lists. So Hotel California to start our California bands with the Eagles. Yeah, let's get that going. It's 95.5. Uh-oh. No, just hit the brakes on that. No. Stand by. No. Okay, hold on. We live in a world full of computers these days. You know, I long for the days when my career started when Jim Morrison was still alive. No, it's not that long, but
yes, it was.
No, actually, you know, there's a turntable over there. I wonder if it. Stop it. girls. Yeah. We can do that.
We got an 8-track. Just put the carts in. And those are the days back into the carts.
Okay, I hit stop. All right, hold on. We frequently experience computer problems.
Apparently so. I got my Commodore 64 out in the car. You need me to bring it in?
I don't know. It depends on if it's got a whole lot of music loaded in it.
No, it doesn't.
We're going to let Dave mess with that for a minute. You want to try another one? What do you got? There's a whole bunch of them loaded in there. Let's try another. Hit the button and see what happens.
We're doing abbreviated songs, right?
Yeah, well, maybe. Ah.
There you go.
Okay. So, meanwhile, everybody loves ledge. Lists that include songs in their entirety.
Yeah,
it's the Doors on KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Everybody loves lists weekend. Doing California bands for the first hour of the show this morning. And getting you some Eagles and some Doors. And that's a couple of big California bands. I don't think we'll come up short in California bands.
No.
Probably be a couple of those we can squeeze.
Most populous state, yeah, I'm sure we can find like three or four more.
Yeah, it's the big weekend that everyone's been waiting for, the Pro Bowl. Actually, you know what? That was last break's joke. You know what I wanted to say about that is the Pro Bowl. They're doing the Pro Bowl and the NHL All-Star game on the same day. This frequently happens. This happens a lot because of where the calendars fall with the two. But you know, the NHL does so much better job. And this is a sport that cracks me up because this is a sport where they allow fighting. It's like, you know, you can totally skate up on me and bust me right in the mouth with your stick, and they're only going to make you sit down and time out for a couple of minutes, and you can come right back and do it to me again a little bit later on. And they're the ones that have the more entertaining of the All-Star games. Yeah, absolutely amazing stuff here. That Rock Block, the first one this morning of California bands, brought to you by In-N-Out Burger, which we've said many times on this program we could absolutely go for at 7:50 in the morning, right?
Yeah, you can go for In-N-Out all the time. We're sure open 24/7.
Come on.
Why do you got to shut down for 8-9 hours?
When you work the hours that we do, I mean, it's like lunchtime for us, right?
It's like LA. It's 24/7, too, you know? So.
All right. So, yeah, there is the Pro Bowl today. And I will say this about the Pro Bowl is they've done a great job for the fan experience part of this. It's in Orlando this year. They moved out of Honolulu. And they're in Orlando this year. And they've had an entire week-long festival of events for fans to do. Honestly, if I was close enough or if it wound up coming to L.A., it would be the kind of thing that you'd want to take your kid to. I mean, it's so much, especially if you had a little kid, if you had like a 10-year-old kid, I mean, that'd be the best thing to take him to because there's so many things. I mean, you could play Madden at like the highest level ever with these guys in Pro Bowl week, right?
Yeah, the poor man's version of the Super Bowl experience. Sorry, son, we can't afford to take you to Minnesota for a week, you know, and experience everything. We're going to take you to the Pro Bowl as well. Cool things. Look, football is football for a lot of people. A chance to get out there, see some things. Plus, if you're starstruck and you know you're into the star-driven types of sports, let's face it, you got 30 of the 32 teams represented there.
Serious.
So a lot of your favorite players are there, and they're not at the Super Bowl where you're going to have access to them.
They're not all crazy with focus and that kind of stuff. And you would think it'd probably be a much more fan-friendly, like autograph, grip and grin picture kind of event.
Yeah, it is. When I used to, back in the day, broadcast some minor league baseball, and what would happen is when the Dodgers or Angels, JD would have the big leaguers come down. Tim Salmon, Jim Edmonds, Oral Hershiser, you know, here I am, the minor league broadcaster in Rancho Cucamonga for the Quakes, which was a pretty cool gig. But now they come to town for a couple of days. All the players looked up to them, the way they took care of the fans, the ticket sales went through the roof because now you can get close to these guys. Instead of when you go to a big league game, you're there with 60,000 of your closest friends, and it's just a whole different atmosphere and a different vibe. And I kind of get that feeling with the Pro Bowl experience. You let your guard down a little bit, and it's something that's kind of loose for everybody to be there. And it's it's pretty cool that they're putting on because nobody really cares about it on February 15th when the Super Bowl's over. Now trying to get everybody all motivated again. Come on, we're over it. That's why I honestly don't know how this XFL stuff is going to do with it coming back right after the Super Bowl's done.
You know, it's McMahon counting on the fact that Americans are so crazy about football, they just can't get enough, that even after the biggest game, because really think about it like this. Let me try and sell the XFL here a little bit. There's only, like the last month, there's only a couple of teams left in it. If you think about it, I mean, the last 2 weeks is only two teams.
Yeah.
So the last 3 to 4 weeks, it's only a handful of teams that are still up. So most of the team, most of the fans, their team is out of it and their season is already over. So, you know, you wait a couple, 2, 3, 4 weeks, maybe they're ready for some more football. I don't know. The reboot of the XFL, I mean, it was entertaining to kind of laugh and point and snicker at, you know, like the jersey, hate me. Stuff like that. I'm sure they'll come up with some great ones this time around. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. McMahon has obviously done some research that tells him that, you know, people are willing to buy into this. I mean, the players, that's not hard to find players. I mean, somebody's going to pay you to continue to play. Come on. Yeah, I'll do it.
Right. And someone's going to want a chance to hopefully get noticed and get another shot at the NFL somewhere. You know, of course, they're going to do it for that. As far as, you know, the fan experience goes, how interactive are they going to be? What he did say in his press conference, we're going to listen to the vendors. We're going to listen to the fans. I mean, there's too many cooks in the kitchen if you listen to everybody on how to go ahead and run your thing, but you got to learn from your mistakes that you had 20 some years ago. I can't imagine it being worse than it was the first time there. So, you know, I'll give it a spin for a couple games, see what it is there, you know. And he's also trying to play on the fact too, where everything that you don't like about the NFL, for example, we're going to cure that, because there's some people still miffed about the NFL and certain things that go on with there. They're going to be different in that aspect too. So I'm curious to see, is there going to be a concussion protocol? Nothing worse than your favorite player getting knocked in the dome. He's got to go hide under a tent. Now they won't let him play for 3 weeks.
You know, I can already see the protesters. Yeah. XFL doesn't care about the health of our players.
Right. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
Play without helmets. That'll be extreme. I want to see
this morning, including tickets for, if you like, pro bull riders. They're going to invade the Honda Center. We got some tickets for you for that event coming up here pretty quick here on Sports on Tap. Also, we'll continue with the Everybody Loves List. It's California bands. More coming at you. It's 95.5 KLOS. All right, on the way, you know, we've decided what we might do is fill out our own big game guessing game list, because we've got that on the website, 955klos.com. Fun thing that you can do while you're watching the big game next week. Right now, it's winning time. 800-955-KLOS, Pro Bull Riders at the Honda Center. You want to go? We got your tickets. 800-955-KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. That rock block is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. We're doing Everybody Loves List Weekend, even on Sports on Tap. And California bands is what we're into. It's a little G&R for you there.
I thought that was a Yowza list.
No, that's not the Yowza list. That's your list. It's the Yowza list.
We should do a Yowza list. Every song's
you want to do
a every song's a Yowza.
I was going to say, everything is a Yowza. You end every song with Yowza. Julia, congratulations to Julia in Covina. She got through, and she's got tickets for the Pro Bull Riders event going up at the Honda Center. That's this Friday, February 2nd. Man, you make it a big weekend. You can watch the bull riding and then watch the big game. More of those tickets are on the way this morning. But one of the things about the big game that is a lot of fun is the prop bets, right?
Yeah, prop bets. There are 400 prop bets. Prop
Stop
bets
it.
Short for
Come on.
Proposition
what
bets.
What color are Tom Brady's shoelaces going to be? It's to the ridiculous now.
Yeah, my favorite bet always is they say the safest bet, believe it or not, is the coin toss. Because there's no guessing that goes into it. It's 50-50. Did you see the money line on the coin toss? What it is -115, which means if you're to bet $100, first of all, you're crazy if you want to bet $100 on a coin toss, right? But if you have to, you have to wager 115. So if you lose an extra $15 to win $100. It's the juice, so they can make a little bit more money there on top of you in Vegas. It's not enough to lose. They got to kick you when they're down and take another $15.
Yeah, I need you to kick me in the nuts, too.
What?
No, I'll be keeping that, but I'm not betting I'm not giving the VIG on the coin flip.
Yeah. Come on, heads. Oh, damn, you're already lost. You're already in a bad mood before the rest of the game gets going because you're down $115.
This will be good stuff to talk to RJ about a little bit later on in the program. And speaking of later on, coming up in a few minutes, Amani Toomer, who used to play for the New York Giants, is going to join us here in just a couple
Super
minutes.
Super Bowl champion, too.
Mm-hmm.
Beat
Super
Tom
Bowl
Brady.
Champion. There you go. That's what I was going to get at. He is a Super Bowl champion, that one of those rare few that knocked off Tom Brady in a Super
Only
Bowl.
Only lost twice. Both times have been the G-men that beat him. And he beat that undefeated champion. train. Remember that? That undefeated team that everybody thought was going to win, and they lost the last game of the year.
So wide every time somebody brings that up, man. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. You'll see. He's coming up here in just a second.
Oh, yeah.
So, meanwhile, prop bets, this is one of the things that we've got. It's called the Big Game Guessing Game. You go to 955KLOS.com. And I thought maybe we could just fill this out as we go. Like, it starts with Pink. We'll do the national anthem. You know Pink, the singer, Pink.
Pink. Yeah, that's my favorite color. Of course I know.
Okay. She's doing the national anthem. So first question, over or under 2 minutes? Pink doing the national anthem. Over, under, or exactly 2 minutes of your choices? What do you pick, Rob?
I'm going to say under.
I'm going to go with you on that. Yeah, that's probably right because, you know, she's like a pop singer and it's like kind of hurry up. And
they're not the brightest, you know, sometimes. And honestly, they may forget the words and cut a verse off here and there because we're trying to abbreviate things because they got to get back to Twitter or whatever they're doing. So I'm thinking it's probably an under on that.
All right. You mentioned the coin toss here a minute ago. What are you going with? And this will not cost you an extra $15, but heads or tails?
Oh, tails.
Tails never
it's
fails.
It's more fun to say, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And which team will win the coin toss? Another 50-50 jobber for you. Philadelphia or New England?
Right? I'm going Eagles all the way. Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl, yes.
They're going to win the Super Bowl?
They're going to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, they're going to be up by they're going to be up by 27.
He said so dismissively. Oh, yeah.
Of course. Well, they got Nick Foles. Nick Foles, you know, it's just like I said when I pinch hit on last week's show, I said Nick Foles, people are giving
Did
Carson Wentz too much credit.
Did you get out of bed this morning?
No, we'll be good. Hang on. I know what's going to happen. They're going to
We'll be good. He just called them
nope.
we.
Nope, we. We will be good, yeah.
You did hit your head, didn't you?
I did hit my head, yeah. I feel that Nick Foles is going to do such a great job, he'll get re-signed and Carson Wentz will get traded.
Because you look cross-eyed like that all the time. I didn't think anything of it.
It's glossy-eyed,
all right? Coming up, Amani Toomer from the Giants going to join us right here at Sports on Tap 95.5 Caleb. All right, we're going to get back to filling out our big game guessing game questionnaire off the KLOS website here coming up in just a minute. Also on the way in a moment, Amani Toomer from the New York Giants on the phone to talk big game up against Brady. That's next. But right now, everybody loves this weekend California bands. How about some Van Halen, Dave? Yeah, it's 95.5 KLOS of Rock of Southern California. Amani Toomer from the New York Giants going to join us on the phone right now. Amani, that never gets old here. And touchdown, Amani Toomer, does it?
Never hurts. Never hurts the old confidence, you know what I mean?
Hey, Amani, it's Bush. Thanks for joining us here on Sports on Tap. The reason we're having you on is Tom Brady doesn't lose a lot. In the postseason, especially in the Super Bowls, he's lost twice, both to the New York Football Giants. You beat him once in that undefeated train. How do you beat Tom Brady? I mean, you tell us anything, man. Spy on their practices, deflate the balls. What did you use to beat him?
Well, that didn't work for them. We just had a good defensive line. We had a good our defensive line was able to put pressure on him without blitzing too much, and then we blitzed a little bit to supplement just to keep him thinking. You can't give him the steady diet of anything. He's too smart to, and he's too poised, and he's too accurate of a passer to sit back and watch him tear you apart. I mean, you watch the Pittsburgh Steelers and how they played him in the first game, and they went played zone, and he just picked them apart steadily with Gronk, and you really have to make him uncomfortable, get him off of his spot.
Really is a team that likes to play with what you give them. If you're going to try and take this away, they want to do that. In the game that we watched just a week ago, they took away Rob Gronkowski, arguably his best weapon, and that still was not enough to be able to get them off of their game. They're on this incredible run, and coming into the big game on Sunday, they're, I think, opened at least 5.5-point favorites in this one. You know, I look at Philadelphia, I see a pretty good defense. I look at New England, and I see a defense that has gotten better all season long. How much of a chance do you give, or do you give the Philadelphia Eagles any chance in this game?
I definitely give them a chance. I think the underdog has an advantage in the Super Bowl because of all the questions they're going to be asked about, you know, that they're going to be asked about the Patriots is, what are you going to do when you win? What are you going to, you know, they're always winning situations. And, you know, it's easier for football players to come back from a mentality where somebody's kind of putting them down. It's hard for football players to deal with success. And, you know, the Patriots have done it a long time, but now it's a different cast of characters. And I think that the Eagles have the advantage going into the week because the expectation is so low.
He is Amani Toomer, former Pro Bowl and Super Bowl champion wide receiver with the New York Football Giants. I just want to ask you a quick question before we get back to the Super Bowl here. I mean, the Giants heading into this year had such high, lofty expectations, fire their coach mid-season, basically. I mean, this had to take even you by surprise. You live there. You're not far from the stadium. You're really close to that team. It's got to get better next year.
It does, but you never expect a Giants team to fire their coach midway through. I think the last time they did was in 40 years ago or something like that, in the 70s. But when you have a team it's kind of coming apart at the seams, you got people not showing up, you got people not playing hard, you got just all this off-the-field stuff, the perception of losing control in the locker room, that's what you get. You get guys moved out. And that's why Ben McAdoo's law got lost. Not in the record. I think it's just because the overall tenor. I've talked to a lot of people around that facility, and they said it was the worst, environment that they've ever been around, being around Tom Coughlin's coaches teams and even Jim Fossil coaches teams.
You know, Amani, let me ask you this real quick. In your opinion, do you think Eli was so offended that he's out the door, or did firing the coach kind of make it right and he may be back? Do you know?
Yeah, I think because they fired the coach and the general manager. No, I don't know. No, I think Eli really enjoys playing in New York. He had every opportunity to go and change try to hit the market throughout his career. Never did that. He wanted to play for the Giants. Didn't want to play for the Chargers, which on draft day. And I think he's done well in New York. I don't think he wants to leave. But if they draft that young quarterback out of USC. Or UCLA, I think the writing's going to be on the wall for Eli Manning.
All right, well, that's good. Then he's going to be able to, just kind of hold his cards close to the vest and see what happens and go from there. Listen, you get all kinds of tough questions. I know you're headed to Radio Row later on this week to get ready for the big game and the media and all the questions. But, we're doing this thing on the station website here called the Big Game Guessing Game, and we really have the tough questions here. Like number 5, will Bill Belichick's sleeves be cut off of his hoodie when the game starts? What do you think, Amani?
Yes, because the indoor stadium, absolutely.
Yeah, because it's indoor.
Put money on it, yes.
Yeah, you're right. I would imagine that. Here's one I like. Will President Trump tweet and insult somebody during the first quarter, yes or no?
Absolutely, yeah. He will. But it won't. We don't know where it's going to come from, though. It could come from anywhere. He could be doing Kim Jong Il for some reason. You never know with him.
You know, they've actually got they got a prop bet on here. Will he attend the game? Has he said if he's going to the game or not? But they got that as a prop bet there. If not, I'd love to see him tweet from the sideline. Just look around and stuff like that. Oh, these concessions are trash. The cheerleaders, whatever it is, right there on his phone, 50 feet away from who he's upset.
$12.50 for a hot dog.
I know. Are you kidding me? You're fired.
I don't think the NFL is going to bend over backwards for him for some reason. All the stuff that he's been saying about the NFL. Now he's one of his staffers' husbands, Jim McMahon, is now starting the XFL. So I don't know if the NFL is going to be too happy with him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the XFL, too. Rumor has it that you're going to come back and make a go of it, and you're getting a jersey called Amani Hate Me. Is that true, and can I get in on the jersey sales?
Absolutely true. I did not know how I leaked that information. I thought I kept it firmly in my head. Yes, there's going to be a lot of 40-year-old ex-NFL players trying to play in that league. Absolutely. That's going to be me.
And you thought you
but
saw people...
I'm 45, though.
Yeah. If you saw a lot of people that thought a lot of people got hurt in the NFL this year, just wait until this rolls around. You're going to see that almost every single weekend.
Yeah.
Amani, thanks for the time, man. I look forward to seeing you again in Lake Tahoe this summer at the American Century thing. And we appreciate your time this morning here on 95.5 KLOS.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate being on the tone here.
All right. Thanks, Amani.
Thanks, bud.
Good guy, Amani Toomer. Played at Michigan, too. He was mm-hmm. He left right before Tom Brady got there, so he just missed him there. But I asked him, hey, who's smarter, you or Brady, coming out of Michigan? Me. he was.
Can't be bashful in his business, right?
He knows Brady going back a long, long time. Amani played at the famous De La Salle High School, and Maurice Jones-Drew and all those mm-hmm. guys who eventually came mm-hmm. out of there and followed him. But Tom Brady went to Sarah High School, which is the other big Catholic power hitter up there where Barry Bonds went to school. So how's that to boast for your high school athletic program? Bonds and Brady both played here. They went on to do some pretty impressive things during their career.
Right. It's Everybody Loves This Weekend as well. Well, including Sports on Tap, this hour has been California bands. I think we'll sneak in one more little bitty California band before we wrap up this one and start a new list coming up after the top of the hour. It's 95.5 KLOS. All right, hour two of Sports on Tap's headed your way, where we have the correct answers for the big game guessing game, which is on the KLOS website. You want to stick around, we'll give you more of what at least we believe to be the correct answers.
It's subjective, believe me.
Everybody loves this weekend. New list for this hour is going to be my songs. No, not my favorite songs. Songs with my in the title, like My Sharona. On KLOS.
Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. It's JD in the Bush. We do Sports on Tap Sunday mornings around here.
And everybody loves List Weekend. This hour, it's my songs. Got one in mind. Go ahead and you can text that over. You can call us 800-955-KLOS. The same number that Mr. Drew Sherman from the Adley Law Group has dialed to join us this morning. We've got your music all ready to go to get you properly pumped up for this call.
Did you guys see Derek Carr in the skills competition? Man, it is. I loved watching that. Are you kidding me?
So you're watching the Pro Bowl skills competition, were you?
Well, since there's no football season anymore, you know, not until next year when Gruden takes over, you know, I'm watching the players, making sure they're keeping on point. So, you know.
Okay. So you're one of the nine people that'll be watching the Pro Bowl this afternoon?
Well, I just watched the Raiders play. You know, I mean, did you see that offensive line play is what you're going to be saying after the Pro Bowl.
Hey, how many times did Derek Carr throw the ball through the tire swing? You knew, well, he was 3 for 5, right?
Yeah, and did you notice that he was the only quarterback that hit the 5-pointer way deep? Did you notice that?
I did. It was with the red, white, and blue ball, like in the NBA 3-point shootout contest.
Hey, man, we're just winning whatever competition we enter. That's okay. All you got to know.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
Now for the real reason that we have you on the program, there is a monumental legal battle that is mounting in the great state of Michigan. Last week we spoke to you about the Team USA Olympics and Simone Biles her coming out to talk about the twerp. And now it's Michigan State that is really on full blast. And, man, talk about heads rolling. I mean, man, I don't think that has stopped yet. I expect more people to resign even still, don't you?
I do expect more people to resign. The question is, will Michigan State, the university, or any of the people working there who are responsible for the heinous things that went on there going to be liable, held liable in any sort of civil action, I mean, let alone a criminal action? But, you know, that is the question, is whether or not the university, because the Michigan State as a state organization, they're going to try to get out of it through the 11th Amendment to the Constitution, which is gives states sovereign immunity, as well as they're going to try to get out their people out of it that way as well. So that's going to be the big question, is how the civil litigation is going to go.
You've got people bailing left, right, and center. Mark Hollis, who had been in his job, he took off. Luanna Simon,
the president of the school,
stepped out. I mean, when the president of the school is stepping
down.
Doesn't
get any higher than that.
No.
So, it's even going to go down, I think, because there's all this information coming out about the football program, the basketball program. I mean, it seems to be a universal type of kind of a strategy that's been going on, kind of a la, you know, Penn State, what they were doing there.
Yeah. What did you know and when did you know it, right?
Exactly.
Conference, too. What a black eye for the Big Ten. I mean, on the heels of this comes up, too. That's tough. I wouldn't want to be a Big Ten commissioner, honestly.
Both coaches, though, the football coach, D'Antonio, and
Tom Izzo, the basketball coach,
both of them have not said anything at all about stepping down. And it's D'Antonio who has apparently 16 players have had complaints against him, against violence against women and sexual misconduct and things like that. Do you think the football coach is going to survive, or either one of these coaches are going to survive this? I mean, we're talking about the president of the university going down. I see everybody going.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that they will, especially, Tom Izzo, bringing national championships to Michigan, to the university. I do think the coaches are going to stay intact. I don't think they're going to resign. If they are fired, maybe that's a different story, but that's going to be a big, big decision for the university. I don't think they're going to resign. I think that maybe some other athletic director type positions, those kinds of heads might roll.
Someone else will fall on their sword. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the coaches, as we've seen in sports kind of trumps a lot of things. And, when you win, as Tom Izzo and even D'Antonio does, it can overcome a lot of things, a lot of black eyes.
Hey, Drew, I'll tend to look at things a little bit differently. This is Drew Sherman from the Adelaide Law Group here in Los Angeles. It's Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS with J.D. in the Bush every Sunday morning from 7 to 9. After you have all these civil suits, the stuff settled, what do you get, Michigan State and the state of Michigan off the hook a little bit? Where does this cost get passed on to? Do you see tuition go up $300, $400, $500 a class? I mean, how do they spread this thing? Seriously, I mean, I think of stuff like that. A free agent gets signed, you know, Shaq gets signed by the Lakers, the beers go up $4 a piece the next day when something like, I mean, how does this whole thing go down? And all the other students going to be upset and protest? There's got to be a difference. Somebody's got to pay for this.
You're right, and it's either going to be student tuition, it's going to be the taxpayers in the state of Michigan. You know, it's also sometimes they organizations and businesses do have insurance policies that do cover things like this.
Do.
But you know, the problem is this: I don't know if you've ever read an insurance policy like I have.
I don't read
where you were trying to represent somebody. Let me tell you something: those insurance policies are so difficult. To get where they would cover you automatically. It is. I couldn't even think of a scenario when I was reading this one insurance policy in a business transaction where they would trigger coverage. I mean, they write it so it's like ridiculously difficult to trigger coverage. So I don't, you know, it's either going to be insurance company or the state taxpayers.
Yeah, there's been protests on campus. The students have been protesting, and you know they're calling for everybody's head in this. And we're going to see a lot more people fall, especially in Team USA gymnastics. But Michigan State is the one that's had the big bullseye on them this week. And this is a big private university with billions in assets, and like you said, insurance. So you know it they'll survive this. What's going to cost them though is recruiting, getting people to go there and spend any kind of money on tuition because this is not an attractive place to go any longer.
No, but I mean, as we've seen, you know, Penn State, if I recall correctly, did fairly well this year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so. Well, it's taken a while, though. I mean, that whole thing that happened with Jerry Sandusky has been a while. Hey, we're doing this thing on the website, and we thought that we'd enlist your help on this. It's the big game guessing game. And, Imani Toomer just answered this. Will Bill Belichick's sleeves be cut off? He said yes, because that's indoors. We'll go ahead and do that one now. between the opening kickoff and last second of the game, will President Donald Trump tweet about the game in any way? What do you think, Drew?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
That's
by the way, Amani Toomer, New York Giant. That's from my dad. There you go.
Okay. Hey, I'm sure Amani would appreciate that as well. I mean, who's in charge of telling President Trump to simmer down with the Twitter? Who'd like that?
That would be D, none of the above.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, you may want to take it easy on this. Look, when he had his physical, he wasn't in the best of shape, apparently. The doctors told him diet and exercise. Like, I may do the diet. I don't want to hear anything about this exercise. He went off on the doctor. Rumor has it anyway. Can you be the guy to tell him, hey, sir, can I approve your tweet before you hit send on that?
No, I can go ahead and answer that for him. The answer is no. Back to my list here. After kickoff, which team's cheerleaders will get the first obvious close-up? Philadelphia's cheerleaders or New England's cheerleaders?
Unfortunately, I'm going to say New England's cheerleaders with the red, white, and blue, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, probably.
I always thought it was the Cure ones.
It was a fumble, Tom Brady. It was a fumble. You're welcome.
All right, Drew, thanks very much for popping in. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Drew.
Always.
All right, it's Drew Sherman from the Adley Law Group helping us with our big game guessing game here. After kickoff and return, what will the first offensive play of the game be, Rob? Pass, run, or a muffed play?
A run. I think safe. Try to feel it out. If you're ever to take an over-under in the Super Bowl, usually I try to go for an under because teams don't really, even Atlanta exploded in the second quarter last year. It takes teams a while, you know, to get through those nerves and stuff. And if Brady does get the ball in the first quarter, he's gonna engineer a scoring drive. But what's it gonna take? 10 minutes and 45 seconds to go 17 plays, 95 yards?
You disappoint me, Rob. I thought you would for sure go with a chance to say muffed play on the radio, but you didn't.
Trying to be a pro in 2018.
You know, it's Everybody Loves This Weekend is what we've got going on. This first Rock Block of the Hour is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger and more. My songs coming up on KLOS. We will continue to fill out our sure-to-be-winning big game guessing game form for you. Hope you're keeping track of all these answers. You've got at least highfalutin people to give us the right answers. That's coming up. But right now, 800-955-KLOS. It's winning time. Pro Bull Riders at the Honda Center this Friday. Want to go? Give us a call. 800-955-KLOS. You're going. Now. Back to Everybody Loves Liz. My songs. How about Billy Squire on KLOS?
So Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. My Kind of Lover. It is an Everybody Loves List weekend and songs with my in it. Coming up next, R.J. Bell. He's going to help explain these 400 prop bets to get your money on in Las Vegas. How many of these did he come up with? One thing I know, R.J. Bell, he is my hero, like the Foo Fighters hero, 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS. Everybody loves List Weekend. Yep, even on the Sports on Tap show with J.D. and the Bush. And it's my songs, my hero, is what you've got in there. Our latest winner this morning is Randy Romero in Long Beach. Randy scores tickets to pro bull riding. Going to be at the Honda Center coming up Friday the 2nd. So that's right around the corner. So Randy's excited to take the kids and the grandkids and all kinds of stuff. That's going to be fun. All right, we've been talking about the big game guessing game, which really is prop bets is what these bets are called. And there are so many of them. Rob, you said that they've gone over the 400 mark this year for prop bets, right?
You can bet on anything. I mean, I know you can bet on the weather in Vegas, which again, I mean, I want to see the people that bet on these kinds of things. The people that bet on the coin tosses, what better guy to ask than R.J. Bell? We're going to go over some of these because single-handedly, I think he wrote 298 of these 400 prop bets right now. So let's welcome in R.J. Bell. R.J., how are you, buddy?
You know, prop bets are a big opportunity for the smart bettors. Remember the movie Heat, right? You had De Niro, you had Pacino, and John Voight said, he's got to be right once, you've got to be right every time. Well, that's the way it is for the bookies. They've got to be right every time on hundreds of props, or the best bettors can cherry pick when the bookies have been wrong.
By that same token, though, also in the same movie, Heat, Val Kilmer, when he should have got out of the business, he had to keep robbing banks, which eventually led to his demise because he said, Vegas wiped me out for the Super Bowl. You do remember that, don't you?
He must say that.
He was on the wrong side of a prop.
He did say that, yeah.
Remember, he goes, you paying the bookies? He goes, tough Super Bowl.
$140 million?
I don't think Val was too much of a deep thinker when it came to his handicapping.
No.
Yeah,
I think Top Gun got to him. Iceman was still in his head. You know?
Stop it. Now you're really getting me confused. Hey, RJ, I mean, is the prop, you said that the bettors can cherry pick when it comes to these prop bets. So the fact that it is swollen to so many that you can gamble on, is that a good thing for pros like you and your guys? I mean, can you go through there and cherry pick that and know that you feel really confident about winning a bunch of them?
The best NFL handicappers, here's the analogy. Close your eyes. Think of the biggest eater you know. Think about the biggest buffet in the world and imagine he hasn't eaten for 2 days. That's how these bettors are. They're gobbling up, going from station to station. And it makes sense, right? Because it's things like the third string tight end over under 1.5 catches. Well, if you don't know what you're doing, it feels like, who knows? But if you know, this guy used to be coached by this guy and this zone defense is going to be a problem, that's the level the pros are thinking at. Now, a lot of the props you hear about, the color of the Gatorade and all that stuff, that's fun stuff, but that's mostly for radio shows and newspaper articles. But the statistically driven props, and let me give you one. This is one that many pros will be betting heavily, is the third quarter will have more scoring than the first quarter. And here's the math, or at least the logic behind it. The Patriots have played 7 Super Bowls with Brady and Belichick. In the first quarter of those 7 games combined, 0 points for the Patriots. 7 straight first quarters, 0 points. Why? Is that a coincidence? No. It's because Belichick believes conservative play early gives him the best chance to win late. But how do we take advantage of that? With a prop like, hey, more scoring in the third quarter.
Okay, I'm dizzy from all of this right here.
No, I'm getting it. It's statistic-based ones that you go after. R.J. Bell's the founder of pregame.com. Mm-hmm. And if you love this kind of stuff, go to Podcast One because they've got actually the Dream Preview over there that you can check out. But seriously, I mean, for people who love to bet the big game, that's why we're doing the big game guessing game on the station's website here. Yeah, we got some crazy stuff like will Bill Belichick's sleeves be cut off? I mean, you guys aren't betting that kind of stuff. But really, the advice here is go with the stat-driven stuff. Now, you said stuff like, the third-string tight end going to catch 1 or 2 passes. I mean, are you guys really, are you doing that kind of, that kind of prep before these games?
You know, it's a good example of the power of the internet. Because if you ask me, am I doing that prep? No. Because if I did that prep, there'd be a bunch of things I couldn't do that's probably more powerful or have a bigger return for me. But when you have the ability to have a collection of people, and it's like this one guy is – another way to think about it, guys, is college basketball. There's over 300 teams in Division I. No one batter can know all 300 teams really well. But you can get one guy that handles the Big East, one guy that handles the SEC, one guy the Pac-12. And when you specialize on the internet, you all can collectively participate. So when you add it up with the people I'm in contact with, there's somebody that's deep diving on pretty much every prop.
RJ Bell's with us from pregame.com. 400 of these that are here. I said you wrote a lot of them. JD and I are trying to look through the list. Which one of these is a prop? Which one is not a prop bet that you wrote here? Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth will say City of Brotherly Love. Tom Brady will wear a bandage on his right hand, or the over-under one of the NFL players this week that'll get picked up for solicitation.
I have no special what solicitation? What is it?
It said the guy from Vegas.
Said the guy, yeah.
What is it? You know, this week is my 20th anniversary in Vegas, and I was telling another show that, you know, 20 years ago I was 27, right? So a little younger. And I was single, so I used to hit the gentlemen's clubs occasionally. I just wanted to fit in, right?
Well, I got a great buffet. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I didn't want to be different.
Yeah, me neither.
Sometimes you'd walk out of there 7:30 in the morning, and you'd look up, and the sun would be up. You'd have two different emotions. One is, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. Right? That's the first one. Mm-hmm. The second one is, oh, I love this. I love this, right? Well, that's what it's like betting the Pro Bowl. Today, there's one football game. It's the Pro Bowl. If you bet it, you're going to say, what am I doing? And then, oh, I love this.
Only if you win, though. Now, when you see stuff like this, these are the ones that you want to go after, I think. Total combined points score on both teams will be over under 48. So that's over under. That's easy. That's not even really a prop bet. But this one, will any quarterback throw for over 400 yards in the game? I mean, that seems like easy. I mean, nobody ever throws, or he hardly ever throws for 400. Seems like that would be a real good one to go the under on, right?
You know, that question segues into a great piece of big picture advice, right? So Sunday morning, people aren't looking for our hard level math, but here is a simple piece of advice. The public loves to bet over. Why? Whatever it is, over yards, over touchdowns, over points. Why? Because it's more fun to root for the over, right? You can win the over at the beginning of a game. Mm-hmm. You can't win an under till the very end of the game.
True.
People love to bet overs. So what does that mean? It means overs are expensive. So in general, as you look at your portfolio of bets, if you're betting too many overs, more than half overs, you're probably on the square side. You're probably with, you know, the guys who are wearing the fanny packs, and that's not what you want to do if you want to win.
What's wrong with the fanny pack? You know, I wear it in the front.
I'm wearing one right now.
It's called a kangaroo pouch, okay?
I don't judge you.
It's okay.
Right?
Well, it's got your face on it. You know, you better. And it's pretty attractive. Thank you for signing that for me, by the way, too. So,
hey, those were giveaways when you launched that show over a podcast.
Yeah. Listen, merchandising. Let's not judge people on merchandising, guys.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I did have, I was talking with JD off air about this. One of these prop bets, how many times will Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth say dynasty? We know the Patriots are 2.5, okay? But if you're at a Super Bowl party, it's loud. How are you going to sit there and literally hear, tell everybody to be quiet? Do you actually have some intern nerd from UNLV in the back room all by himself, can't have his cell phone, can't have anything, listening, and every time they say something, check, UNLV. Check, check, check. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, to some degree, you got to trust the sports books, right? But you bring up a good point.
Thank you.
Is the subjectivity of some of these props is why Vegas doesn't offer them, only the online books do, right? With Vegas, it's got to be something that is clearly countable. And the color of Gatorade isn't. I might think it's lime, you might think it's green. So when you bet online, be careful, because quite frankly, you would think those books would care about their brand enough they'd want a legit conclusion or grading the bet. But sometimes it's this simple. They say, could it be lime? Could it be green? How much money do we have on lime? How much money do we have on green? Let's go with the one that we win the most money on, and thus you're going to get screwed.
Man, you know, I've got such an education since you came on this program about gambling sports. You want to know more, pregame.com. Also, check out the podcast over at Podcast One. It's the Dream Preview. RJ, we look forward to speaking to you next week for the big game.
Hey, guys, I've had a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, RJ. Terrific stuff. I'm serious, though, man. I really have learned a ton from this
guy. Are you going to do any of these prop bets here? I mean, there's some off-the-wall ones that I want to... Because I don't want to sit there and like over and under passing yards and attempts. How about this one? I like how they cross over sports. I always think it's cool when you see like a football player, JD, intelligently talk about a basketball team that they like to watch and like they know what they're talking. I think that's cool that you respect other sports, for example. How about this one? LeBron James on Saturday, the day before the Super Bowl, the Cavs play the Rockets, a great team. Will he have more points? What's he going to score? LeBron's normally good for, what would you say, 25 to 35 points. Against Houston, or Nick Foles passing attempts. Now you got to watch sports on 2 days to see how many points he has. Like I said, who's the guy thinking about this? Look, the creativity room in the background. Do you get the advertising people in on this? Hey, I got a crazy idea. How about this? Who's to sit there and say, no, that's a crappy prop bet? Really? There's 400. If you can't make the cut with one of your 400 suggestions.
I tell you, what I'm really taking to heart here and what I think anybody that wants to gamble online with these prop bets is stuff is you should go with the stuff that's countable, because the stuff that is kind of iffy, like, you know, is Trump going to tweet or what color is the Gatorade and stuff like that, becomes subjective. And with the guys in the sports, like he says, they'll look around, where's the money at? What are we doing? Well, they decide what the answer is going to be. So, you know, if you're doing these prop bets for money, make sure that you're going with a reputable firm. Or you can do the big game guessing game on our website. At 955-KLOS.
How many times do you remember a Gatorade being a different color than green? Maybe I've seen orange, but the greenish yellow that they have most of the time. Have you ever seen blue Gatorade, purple dumped on any? I can't recall.
I don't know.
Wouldn't it stand out? I don't know.
It's the Everybody Loves List weekend as well here on KLOS. We're doing My Songs. Our recent rock block is brought to you by Stater Brothers. We're going to start another My Song here coming up next on 955-KLOS.
KLOS.
All right, we still have more of our big game guessing game questionnaire to fill out, and we know that... Justin Timberlake has been invited back to the Super Bowl halftime show. The question is, will Janet Jackson make a surprise appearance with Justin Timberlake during the halftime show? I'm going to go with a solid no on that. That's probably not going to happen.
Will we get a shot of Jessica Biel, his wife, over under on that? That's prop bet 401.
Now you're making up your own
prop bet 401, okay? Yes or no?
We'll wrap up this edition of Sports on Tap coming up in just a second, but right now it's Winning Time, 800-955-KLOS. Pro Bull Riders made in the Honda Center this Friday, February 2nd. Want to go? Give us a call, 800-955-KLOS. My Songs? Rob, what did you have in mind?
This is My Michelle. Come on.
Everybody loves Liz.
Yowza.
Even the Bush.
Michelle. Yowza.
You knew it was coming, right? It's JD in the Bush, 95.5.
Only GNR songs.
KLOS, we do Sports on Tap, about ready for us to scoot out of here. We mentioned a couple of jersey things here. Number one, Philadelphia's mayor has said that they will not put a jersey on the William Penn statue because in 93, they put a Phillies baseball cap on him.
Did it for hockey,
In 97, they did it for the Flyers, and both teams lost.
Yeah.
So they will not be putting a jersey on the William Penn statue.
Do what we do here in L.A. Just tag the statue. Do something else with it. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, when we have rivalry week around here, Tommy Trojan is wrapped up tighter than...
It's guarded with security. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
The other jersey note that we have for you, according to TMZ Sports, law enforcement officials have made it a major priority to keep an eye on Tom Brady's jersey so that they don't have a repeat performance of the stolen jersey. They said, TMZ reported this, that after they found Brady's jersey, they said it had a value of $500,000. If you had that thing, you'd never be able to show it to anyone.
Yeah, but you put it on eBay, Craigslist. I mean, come on.
Seriously. I mean, you know, unless you're a gangster, you know, you might have it if you're Carlos Escobar.
Right. Sell that thing on the black market. That'd be something that you have your buddies over for dinner and say, look at that.
Check that, man.
Brady? Yes, it is.
It's the kind of thing that's like hidden in the closet in the man cave or something like that. You'd never be able to really tell anybody.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Yeah, I know. It's horrible. What fun is it if you can't fly, right?
Pretty crazy. All right, congratulations going out to our latest winner, and that's Chris Ochoa. He scores tickets to the Bull Riders event coming up at Honda Center this Friday. Way to go, Chris. Thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate that. Last couple of prop bets here when we fill out our thing. Will the team that scores first win the game, Rob?
No.
No, this is a big game guessing game. We're helping you with the
Eagles
right
will
answers.
Score, and the Patriots will find a way to come back after
will
they're down by 10 in the fourth
quarter. Will either team score a field goal in the second quarter? Field goal in the second quarter, yes or no? Yes?
Yes.
And which team will be leading at the two-minute warning in the second quarter?
Philadelphia.
Not a tie?
No, Philadelphia will be leading, and then, like I said, the Patriots will be down 10 in the fourth quarter.
Okay, which team will be leading at halftime?
Philadelphia.
Still Philadelphia. Yep. We already asked the Janet Jackson. What did you say on that, by the way, the Janet Jackson question? She can make a special appearance?
No, I said I'm looking for Jessica Biel, you know, Timberlake's wife. I'm not really paying attention.
That's a no answer.
I do like one Janet Jackson song, Janet, Miss Jackson,
you know,
if you're nasty.
We're just not able to get them all in, so I encourage you to call Chris Carter. Breakfast with the Beatles is coming up next. He's going to throw coffee down my back if I'm not careful. Yes, please go to the website, 955KLOS.com. It's a big game guessing game. It'll make your a big game experience a lot more fun next week. And as we mentioned just a moment ago, it's time for Breakfast with the Beatles. It's 955KLOS.